He is one of the most gifted people you could ever meet on and off the field. This past season, he was a first-team All-Ivy, finishing second in the Ancient Eight in tackles. He was a finalist for the William V. Campbell Trophy, which is essentially known as the Academic Heisman, and he has NFL dreams, and hopefully some team out there gives him a shot he deserves. That's Jelani Taylor. And Jelani, thanks so much for the time, as always. How are you feeling leading up to this weekend?
I'm feeling great. Thanks for having me on and for all the kind words. I'm feeling excited though for this weekend. You know, a little bit anxious, but you know, excited nonetheless. Really, just to see, you know, my dream come true.
What has been the toughest part of this process for you so far?
Yeah, I mean, the toughest part was definitely what the whole world is dealing with. Obviously, with it, everything being shut down and not being able to perform like at a pro day in front of scouts. Yeah. Or them being able to come and bring me in to see me like in person, pretty much. It's pretty much been all film or, you know, things of that nature. So that's really tough, especially for a smaller school guy, because they really bank on seeing that, you know, in person stuff. So that kind of hurt a lot, but that's been the toughest part for sure.
You essentially had a makeshift pro day. I mean, there's a 7-minute YouTube video out there of you doing all of the things that we would normally see anybody do, but you're doing it on a cold March day at Sholkoff all alone. So what was that like, not necessarily doing this kind of stuff in front of NFL scouts?
Yeah, it was definitely tough. Just part of it, like you said, was the weather. We didn't expect it to be that cold, obviously, but we had to kind of do it then. That's when people could film it and stuff like that. So that was the number one toughest thing. And then for training all of these months to be ready for a pro day, it's hard to, like, get yourself in that same mindset as if scouts are there. So it's like it was really harder to put myself in that mindset of, okay, I'm about to perform in front of, you know, all of these people, because it was nobody to perform in front of type thing. So.
Yeah, what else has been a really tough part of this process? You know, trying to prove to teams that you're a legit NFL prospect as a global pandemic is going on and obviously changes everything for everyone. Is there anything else that's been a tough part of the process?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, outside of not getting a chance to show, just like continuing to work out, I've been lucky enough for our strength coach here at Cornell to still be able to send us stuff that we can do at home. And it's a group of guys here at Cornell that are trying to do this, so sending us stuff like that. But it's always tough when all of the gyms are closed and things like that. So that's been another part that's extra tough.
Jelani Taylor joining us here on BTL, senior safety for the Cornell Big Red. You mentioned that the gym is closed, and you know that's obviously where all the magic happens, if you will. And I've heard, and tell me if this is true or not, but I've heard that you've been staying in shape by working out in a fraternity?
Yeah, so that I was, when I first got back, before things got a little more locked down than they were, then I was staying in shape, working out. Some of my teammates had a fraternity where they had some weights down in the basements and stuff like that, and they would let us come over and lift. But that stuff kind of got a little more hectic. We had to kind of stop doing that, so then that's when I get on a Zoom call actually every day at around 12.
Yeah.
And do a workout with some other guys who are trying to go to the NFL and things like that.
Wow. This is so crazy to me. Yeah. I mean, these are things that I feel like us just, you know, people don't necessarily think about. Here you are trying to achieve an ultimate goal of playing in the NFL. And this is how you're trying to keep in shape and stay busy. But how have you, I guess, tried to keep mentally strong during this time as well? Because the physical aspect is one part of it, but the grind of the uncertainty and all of this, that, and the other, I'm sure that's been kind of a whirlwind for you too.
Right, absolutely. For me, it's really like my faith. Understanding that, you know, God always has a plan, and I mean, everything that happens for a reason, pretty much. So it's like, regardless of, like, this isn't on accident for us. Like, obviously, it's unfortunate circumstances and things like that, but I just know that at the end of the day, like, it's His plan. So that's kind of how I think about it going forward, and to not, you know, make myself go crazy, pretty much.
Jelani Taylor joining us here on BTL. Cornell Big Red senior safety who has hopes and dreams of playing in the NFL. The draft coming up this weekend. Has playing in the NFL always been a goal of yours, or is this something that kind of recently became one?
Oh, no, that's always been my goal. Even when I decided to come to Cornell, I came to Cornell with the understanding that I was going to be able to pursue that dream. And then whenever that dream is over, then I will also be set up for after that. So it's always been like my number one dream and goal.
What has been the message from Coach Archer during this time? How has he or some of the other coaches or even some of the other alums tried to prepare you for this moment?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been able to talk to Coach Archer, Coach Back is my defensive coordinator, a decent amount, just about, staying ready pretty much is the big thing, emphasizing, staying ready, and that when your opportunity comes, you have to obviously show up and show out. So that's really what Coach Archer and Coach Backus have talked to me a lot about. And, they've been a help in, in terms of if I need anything or anything like that. So
obviously, a lot of the contact goes from the NFL teams to the coaches directly, but have there been any rumblings between you and some of the other teams as they maybe try to get to know you a little bit more and find out who you are and what you could bring to the table?
Yeah, very bottom level stuff, like very like introductory type thing. Mm-hmm. Nothing like really in-depth directly, at least from me to another team or a team directly to me, so pretty much for me, like, kind of see what happens as this weekend comes up, now that it's finally here.
You know, I mentioned when we first started talking here that you are some guy who has made just such an impact on and off the field, and Coach Archer preaches that about you all the time. Have you had a chance to be able to step back and kind of reflect on what you've been able to do during your time over there on the East Hill?
I actually haven't. Everything ending, the award stuff ended and going straight into training.
Yeah.
I haven't really reflected on, my career at Cornell or just, any of the impact or anything myself or my senior class has made. But I felt like it would happen eventually. I don't know. Like, it's hard for me to, like, look back in the moment type thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like I will at some point look back and realize, the impact I had.
It's been unbelievable following your career. It's been a great one, but I feel like there's got to be something for you that stands out more than the other memories that you have during your time at CU. Is there something, whether it's on or off the field, that's maybe going to live with you as maybe your greatest football memory from your time here in Ithaca?
Yeah, absolutely. So my greatest football memory, I would say, is that last, the last moment on the field against Columbia for the last game of like senior night, obviously, just going out with a win in the fashion that we did win. And I had my senior speech that morning, so that felt like that was part of it, kind of thing, like in terms of part of the moment.
Wow.
And just embracing, that moment with the seniors and then the underclassmen who we felt like we're trying to, like, obviously, what, 2-game win streak going into next year, like, continue on something like larger than what we've been doing type of thing. So like Coach Archer always talks about leaving it better than you found it. So that was the moment where it felt like that, just in terms of the culture of Cornell football, like kind of leaving it better than it was when we first got here. So that was definitely the biggest moment.
That's so cool. Jets joining us, Jelani Taylor of the Cornell Big Red football team, senior safety for the Big Red here on BTL. Okay, now that you've finally wrapped up your Cornell career, I've got to ask, is Coach Archer one of the most inspirational and motivational speakers you've ever heard in your entire life? Because anytime I hear that guy talk, I feel like I could genuinely just strap on some pads, even though I have no ability to do so, and just play my heart out for this guy. I mean, he is just such a motivator out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And he has a knack for sure. Like, one thing that helps a lot is that he played, and then he played here. So
yeah,
he really, truly, like, bleeds, Cornell football and Big Red. So when you're hearing him, you're hearing, like, as if it's another player talking. But, like, obviously he's the coach. It's, like, that type of passion. So
yeah,
that's definitely, he has a knack for that. And definitely got us going.
What has been the toughest part of your football journey up to this point?
That's a good question. The toughest part of my football journey up to this point was really just, you know, mentally staying, like, I guess, understanding my own worth.
Sure.
Because in football, a lot of times, you know, you're evaluated by someone else. Someone else designates what your worth is, type thing. And I had to, like, at least train myself to, like, understand that, like, you know, hard work, do my hard work and things like that. That's how I, you know, can see my value pretty much. And to go off of that and not let, oh, this person, let's say this year, didn't get all conference, that affected me there or something like that, or being overlooked, like not allowing those type of things to affect you if you know your own worth, type thing.
Yeah. Jelani Taylor joining us here on BTL, senior for the Cornell Big Red football team, looking to hear his name called at this weekend's NFL draft. Do you feel like in some sense you have something to prove to people being in an Ivy Leaguer and trying to compete with guys who are playing at other levels of D1 football?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's definitely a big chip on my shoulder. Just being looked at as a small school guy, quote unquote, being looked at an Ivy League guy, you know, you didn't go there to play football type thing, you know, that different stigma. But it's nothing new, I wouldn't say. Like, I always had a chip on my shoulder, just like coming from where I come from or just what I've been through in general. So,
well, real quick, Jelani, before I let you run, I do have to know how you're going to be following along with this weekend's events, how you're going to be watching or paying attention to what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll be watching pretty much. Yeah, I'll be watching in addition to, like, looking at the tracker and stuff like that. And it'll just be me and my girlfriend really just, you know, relaxing and trying to take in the moment more so.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Jelani, we're rooting for you. Hope that we hear some good news this weekend. And if that's the case, I'm sure we'll be talking to you early next week, okay?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Jelani,
thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for stopping by and enjoy everything this weekend, okay?
Thank you.